here's me going into the dam.
Deep inside Fryant Dam, Nick Zaninovich pulls out a ring of keys and opens a small gray door.
Watch your step down here.
We're about to descend to the very bottom of a 319-foot-tall concrete structure, to the original bed of the San Joaquin River.
Find my additional light switches.
He's the regional water operations manager for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which runs Fryant. It's an important job. The dam holds back the San Joaquin River to form Millerton Lake, about 15 miles northeast of Fresno. In a normal year, it provides precious water to farmers in cities from Madera County to Kern County through both the river and the Fryant-Kern Canal. The reservoir can hold over 500,000 acre-feet of water, but right now, it's only at about 45% of its capacity.
The dam is about 300 feet across the bottom. So, you know, it looks like it's kind of thin and tall. It's really not.
As we walk through a cavernous system of tunnels and drainage channels, Zaninovich tells me a joke.
What did the fish say when he hit the concrete wall?
Damn.
Yeah.
But all humor aside, he says the drought has made him a little nervous.
We all hope and we all pray this is it. You know, we're going to start getting wetter years again for a period of time before we go into the next drought. There's no guarantee of that.
At the moment, water levels are slowly rising at Millerton Lake, thanks to a rapidly melting snowpack. But Zaninovich says they're likely to come down quickly because of strong demand. If the lake drops too low, it could cut off access to the canal that provides water to several east side cities, including Orange Cove and Lindsay.
What we're going to try to be storing is a contingent amount of water for municipal and industrial use for cities that rely on that water. At this point, there is a zero allocation of water for agricultural use coming out of Fryant.
About 30 feet from where we were standing inside the dam, an 18-inch flow of frigid water meets the San Joaquin River downstream.
If we put too much water down the river, then we hear about it from the water users that are on the canals. You know, hey, what are you doing? You're wasting water. If we don't get enough water down, then the folks that are down on the river call us and say, hey, I'm not getting my water.
Zaninovich says it's even more complicated this year. A group of senior water rights holders called the exchange contractors could choose to draw even more water from Millerton Lake. And that means Fryant would essentially have to release whatever snowmelt is flowing in.
Basically, they go into what we would call a pass-through operation, where what comes in goes out. So on a daily basis, if they get 1,000 cubic feet per second in their reservoir on average per day, then they're going to be releasing 1,000 cubic feet per second.
If that takes place, it would be the first time in the dam's 72-year history.
We've gotten close before, prior to my time here, but we've never gotten this close. I mean, we're on the eve of, you know, this decision being made one way or the other. So before, it's been, well, it might happen this year or it might not. We're right on the razor's edge with this decision.
Zaninovich says his department is working with water managers and users both upstream and downstream to find a solution.
You know, it seems like that all the concerned parties are doing everything they can to look at all the alternative water sources out there and try to avoid making that call.
All righty, there's our way out right there.
Reporting from inside Fryant Dam, I'm Ezra David Romero.